This is Tarelo Institute for Legal Philosophy's podcast.
Hello, we are in our second session of this podcast. I'm Julieta Rábanos, and we have another visitor here. Hello, how are you?
Nice.
Who are you?
I'm Peter Teixe. Maybe that is a good question because my name is written like it was a German name, but it should be pronounced like a French name. But I'm from Hungary, so a bit complicated. I studied law in Budapest and in Munich with focus on history of law, constitutional theory, public law. So maybe more public law than private law. Mm-hmm. And I had a PhD in philosophy of law. I got it in Budapest. On my topic was the anti-positivist ideas in the Weimar Republic, but also in the early years of the German Republic after the Second World War, so mostly Carl Schmitt, Ernst Posthoff, and these kind of guys. I studied also history in Regensburg in Germany, and I have also a PhD in history about the Habsburg monarchy and nationality conflicts, and also with regard on the legal issues, how the national conflicts was perceived and regulated by legal issues, but also by political debates. So that is also somehow a connection to Italy, because my main focus was Trieste, Istria, Fiume, so now the Croatian part, and that's why I lived in Trieste and in Fiume in Croatia also. So my background is theoretical, legal, and historical. So Carl Schmitt, German legal theory, and the Habsburg monarchy, and that's why now I'm working on Hans Kelsen. So as a interference between history and law, because I'm trying to approach Hans Kelsen from a historical perspective, because mm-hmm. of course there is a lot of books written on Hans Kelsen, so maybe it could be a quite boring topic, a new book on the same issues, but my approach is more historical, so I try to figure out how the concrete historical period in the interwar Austria had an impact on Kelsen as a legal scholar, but also as a legal practical, because Kelsen was member of the Constitutional Court in Austria, and that is an interesting question, how his work as a constitutional judge was influenced by his own theories, and vice versa, how his own theories could be seen somehow as a reflection mm-hmm. of his work as a constitutional judge, and about Kelsen as constitutional judge, that is only one quite tiny book, so it's a quite new area I have mm-hmm. To work on. So that is the historical part of the work. That's why I have to go to archives in Vienna, like a historian. Mm-hmm. Like historian does, and the theoretical part is why I'm here in Genoa.
Oh, what are you doing here at the Tarelo Institute?
So my question is if Hans Kelsen as a constitutional judge worked on the basis on his ideas that the application of law is at the same time lawmaking. So that is this new idea by Kelsen, but also by Merkel. And in these terms, I'm quite radical skeptical.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that legal application is nothing else but lawmaking.
Okay.
And of course, you need some arguments to hide your own political or personal or other mm-hmm. issues or your gender issues, social status, whatever. But I think it's more motivated by this kind of non-legal issues. But you have to use legal arguments in order to represent it as a logical answer of the little one. Of course, Kazan was not in this radical way skeptical, but we can think about Kazan. We can develop his theory in this way, like Genoa, mm-hmm. like the Genoese realism did, or also Michel Tropez in Nanterre, mm-hmm. Eric Millars, and that's why I'm quite interested in the writings on Kazan in Genoa and in Nanterre, because it's mm-hmm. I would say that is the most innovative way of thinking about Kazan. What in Genoa is ongoing and not what in Austria and Germany ongoing, because the Germany Kazan is not really well known, because the German tradition is more meta jurisprudential, more metaphysical, and of course the formalism and positivism of Kazan is quite weird to the German jurist. So mm-hmm. of course there are some Kazanian professors even in Germany, but they are quite a small minority. And in Austria, there is a more Kazan orthodoxy, which is ongoing. So Kazan, like the theorist of strict and static legal positivism, mm-hmm. without seeing the dynamic elements of Kazan theory. Because, of course, if we use the dynamic elements of Kazan theory, then we would end up with a complete postmodern and deconstructivist way, which I favor, so I have nothing against it. But of course, for some conservative Kazan and Austrian lawyers, it would be something to avoid. And that's why I was very happy as I discovered the whole Genovese world, mm-hmm. Vittarello, Chiassoni, Gastini, etc. It was maybe 2 years ago I read the first book from this whole cosmos, and then I wrote an email to Professor Gastini that I found the whole horizon was really interesting, and he answered me really nice, and now I'm trying to deep myself in this Genoese way of thinking about Kazan, because as I said, my historical research is on Kazan as constitutional judge, and I think I should and I can try to prove that the theory of the full theory of law is really a theory of a practical judge like Kazan, who was aware of the lawmaking way of the legal application. And of course, in order to analyze this theoretical level of the historical analysis I try to make, I need the Genoa literature and also the Nanterre literature. But I'm quite sure that as I said, the most interesting and impressive and innovative way of thinking about Kashmir also by Hans Kazan.
Oh my God!
It was maybe because I was deepening so in this political way. of
it was the other one.
It was the other one, but I would say that I think that there are some similarities between Schmidt and Kazan, mm-hmm. if we look how political their legal theories were. So that is also an interesting question. But I think it's really the Genoese way of thinking about Kazan is the most interesting and innovative way. So I think if somebody wants to know something new on Kazan, should read the author of Genoa, and not German or I really not the Austrian authors.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for this, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay here in Trieste.
Yes. So it's also Genoa is a really nice city. So as I said, I lived in Trieste, and I see some similarities. Mm-hmm. A port city with a big history and maybe a problematic present. But I like this kind of cities. So Genoa is also not for somebody who is interested in Kazan, but interested in other stuff is a good place to live or to research.
Well, thank you very much.